Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You hear him on the Browns Radio Network. He does a great job. You hear him on our show. And you watched him play offensive line for the Browns. He is John Greco. Hello, John.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Happy Monday.
Thank you very much. Hello, and same to you. It is a happy Monday. I said earlier, John, if Kevin Stefanski could say, yes, that's the way we would like to play football, it would be yesterday's game. Some big plays, good defensive effort after the first couple of drives, and Nick Chubb running the football. Yes? No?
Absolutely. I think we're starting to see what the potential is for this team, you know, now that they're starting to get a little bit healthier, you know, and you're going to get Kareem Hunt back. Jack Conklin's obviously out for a few games with the elbow, but, Blake Hans is playing well. So I think you're seeing what this team will look like, hopefully, toward the end of the season when they're, close to almost all together. And complimentary football, you know, we were complaining, we were griping, we were yelling and hollering all weekend about, hey, why doesn't this defense have more takeaways? And what do? They go out and get, three, four yesterday. They were getting sacks. They were getting, their timely blitzes and pressures and linebacker dogs. It was an impressive win, especially off of the week and everything that went into it and all of the outside noise and everything that the guys had to answer all week. While they're, operating like they normally would, preparing to beat a divisional game opponent. So, yeah, I was extremely impressed with the win and the way they came out. And it was almost like Kevin Stefanski's in his, evil scientist lab, and he says, okay, we can't throw the ball downfield. You'll see. And look, they have play action dialed up, hit Donovan Peoples-Jones in the seam or whatever that's called, deep post. And look, Baker connects with them and kind of – for another week, silences doubters and kind of ignites a spark in a flame in the hearts and minds of Browns fans everywhere.
John, what are your thoughts on how they handled the adversity and yesterday, and especially listening to them after the game?
I was extremely impressed. Really, the way, I'll start with Baker, the way he handled it, and it was what it was. We've talked about it. Everybody's talked about it enough. It was just a bad breakup, and it just wasn't a good fit. I think, did they try to make it work? Did they try to make it work? Yes. And at the end of the day, it was just best for both parties to just move on. And that's what they did. And I was extremely impressed with the way Baker handled it. He was, a pro about it. And everyone that I heard talk about it, everyone that I've talked to about the situation, they said, it is what it is. We got to move on. Life goes on. As with any time a player is released or you lose an injury or trade, whatever. So, credit them. They came out, and I've always said this. I've said it on your show. I like Odell, and he's obviously extremely popular, not only with the fans, but his teammates and his buddies and guys that he's been around. That's a common theme. So, you know, everyone made their peace, said what they wanted to say. But at the end of the day, you know, life's got to go on, and this season has got to go on. And you see what happens. You know, the Ravens were able to squeak one out. Obviously, the Steelers play tonight. The Browns flip-flopped their position. And the Bengals, who we were just talking about a couple weeks ago, hey, this team's the hottest team in the league. They lose to the Jets. Then they lose to the Browns at home. Now they're heading to a bye. So they have to sit with that stomach ache for a couple weeks. So I was impressed with how everyone handled things. And for them to come out yesterday and put together that performance, it really just helped them moving forward.
John, I agree with what you said about it didn't work. It just wasn't the right fit, whatever. And you move along. And I agree with that. The only thought I've had in my head is, I wonder if another talented wide receiver comes along, or if there's one on the team right now, and you don't incorporate those skill sets into your offense, or you can't figure out how to let that guy shine in your offense, does that put a ceiling on your ability as an offensive football team? That's my only thought moving forward, and I think about that with Kevin, scheme-wise, and I think about that with Baker, because, you know, you've read reports, well, Odell was in his head and blah, blah, blah. Well, gosh, if a star player's in a quarterback's head, or if a coach can't figure out how to scheme with a star player, a very quality football player, I just wonder if that puts a ceiling on your offensive abilities.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's a concern, but I think for right now, you know, the Browns have young receivers. Obviously, Jarvis is the exception to that. You know, he's not the oldest guy in the world, but, you know, he's a veteran. So at some point, you're going to have to get younger. You're going to have to draft a receiver or acquire a guy that's going into a second contract or, you know, whatever. They'll obviously come up with that strategy upstairs. But, yeah, I think, you know, that may come about if you have a guy that's, you know, a huge personality like Odell Beckham or a guy like Randy Moss or someone that's,
right,
you know, that kind of personality. I'm not even using the word ego, just a big personality. But you've seen guys that, you know, the Browns obviously have a method of which they acquire talent. It's very scheme oriented and fit. You always hear them talk about fit. And you saw that in this previous draft where they said, okay, you know, we're drafting JOK and we're getting speed at every level on the defense. So they're very calculated on how they acquire talent now. And I think it'll be they'll take a lot of that into consideration with, you know, obviously, you know, if they're evaluating wide receivers, can this guy, you know, take the top off the defense and is he a deep threat, a vertical threat? Okay, yes. Does he fit this scheme? Yes. Is he a guy that wants to win, that's hungry, that's willing to do whatever he can to make plays team first? I think that's going to be a crucial part of their evaluations moving forward. So I don't necessarily think that you'll run into those issues going forward unless they go out and get some big time, you know, free agent wide receiver that you know, they're just getting because of his numbers. Then I think you'd have to worry about it. But other than that, I think you're going to see some guys that are in there that are calculated acquisitions.
Does yesterday's game, like, heal some wounds if they had some wounds? And I know everyone's saying, hey, we all wish Odell the best, and this thing's, you know, we're all going to kind of move in our own direction. But there's got to be some hurt feeling. And hurt feelings probably isn't the right word when you're talking about business, but locker room divide and, you know, if you can throw 41 up on the board and have the defense play the way they played yesterday, I got to believe that that's kind of a little bit of an elixir for the entire locker. I mean, is this mythical or is this just stuff that we're talking about in the media that maybe doesn't really translate in the locker room? Help me.
You know, I think the longer that I'm away from the locker room, I think that's true. But I keep trying to take myself back to, like, if when I was in those shoes. Obviously, yeah, it's being talked about. It's being whispered about. It's behind the scenes. But there's no when you're out there and you're in the meetings and you're on the practice field and you're in the that is ancient history. That is so far removed from your mind because you're focused on your job. So yeah, do you lose a buddy? Do you lose a friend? Does it suck? Of course. Do you Does everyone wish it worked? Absolutely. But everyone at the end of the day is like, you know, guys see friends get cut and traded and lost injuries all the time. So it's not like this is just the first time that something like this has ever happened. Now, Odell is such a – I don't even know if you want to call him polarizing. I guess he is a polarizing figure. So, yeah, that's going to have an effect on the locker room because, like I said earlier, he's an extremely popular guy in NFL locker rooms and in kind of the media. I don't think anybody's got a chip on their shoulder or, you know, maybe behind the scenes they're like, I didn't like how that went down. But, you know, what are they going to do about it? They got to go out there and perform and make plays or – they're going to end up the same way and not around moving forward with this football team.
Defense yesterday, first couple of drives, John, I thought, oh, my gosh, here we go. It's going to be a long, ugly day. This isn't going to go well. And even with Denzel getting the interception, since he went right down the field on that, they were ready to score. And then something happened. And I wonder, more than even a turning point in a game, if that could be a turning point in the season for this defensive group.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like you said, because the defense, the last two games, you know, they gave up, 15 points and 14 points. Cincinnati had a little bit, they were a little bit different of an animal. I would say they had a more potent, high-powered offense, especially going into the Jet game. So I was curious to see how this defense was going to respond against Ja'Marr Chase, against Joe Burrow, the tight end. And Cincinnati's got a good core group of receivers. But, you know, like we just said, the defense is they're trying. They're trying to get healthy and get all those guys in the secondary playing as one. And I think what you see there is their maximum potential if and when they're healthy, because I loved their approach. And like you said, that first drive, I was like, my God, you know, what's happening? It's going to be one of those days.
Yeah.
But, you know, they make a big, big play on the goal line. I mean, that's such a backbreaker, a momentum swing for Cincinnati or against Cincinnati. And, you know, the way that they did that. And then, I'll go back to it. We were complaining so much about the lack of turnovers, takeaways, because guys, the Browns have been pretty careful with the football offensively this whole season. And, you know, you look at these games and you're like, God, they're even at a turnover margin or plus one. And it's like, you know, they're losing. What the hell? And then now, you know, interceptions, tip balls, interceptions, fumbles. It's exciting to see, and I think that was kind of what we were all expecting going into the season. And now I think you're starting it to see take shape. You know, you mix that with obviously the front four can rush the quarterback. So Joe Woods is picking and choosing when he's bringing that pressure. And I love to see those safety blitzes, because if you think about it, a lot of good teams have that, where they have that safety or they have that nickel pressure, where it's delayed or just right off the snap, and you catch a running back or a guy that's supposed to have that scan as a assignment, you catch him sleeping, and then the quarterback's dead to rights. So I was extremely impressed with the timing of their pressures, the effectiveness of them, and you saw them yesterday after the first few drives, like you said, for the majority of the game, they made tackles. It's not like guys were catching the ball for 8 yards and spinning and breaking four tackles. You know, you didn't see that a whole lot. So I was encouraged.
John, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
John Greco, former Browns offensive lineman, Browns Radio Network on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep, on the North Olmsted Chrysler.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.